programming for the future. It's just too hard to guess the distant future. Colleges, universities, jobs have too many moving parts. But if you grab onto something functional in middle school or high school, and then get really good at it, things won't be so uncertain. Painting with the help of a projector or composing music by ear with a digital audio workstation is pretty big. With image-generating AI you can install at home and even train with custom photos, you really have no limits. You set up the image, project it on canvas, and start painting. It's amazing. And just paint from AI for 10 years, and you'll become one of the greatest painters who can freehand instant masterpieces from all the practice. Music composition with AI, which just became a thing a few weeks ago, may even be more fantastic. You ask for a song, you may give it an example song, and you'll get something in the style that sounds pretty good, maybe a little bit noisy. And then you break it up in layers, bass, drums, melody, other, and you take what you like and put it in LMMS. It's free and open source and about as simple as digital audio workstations get. The AI will give you the noise, the atmosphere, some instruments even, and then you just add your own melody, drums, and drops. It works really well, and the songs are as unique as generated art. And again, here you can learn for ages until you develop your own style and universe. But, you know, all of this is on computers, which just screams programming. And that, I think, takes the cake. For one, you can automate the process of generating art and music. And if you don't, you will always have this feeling that you can skip a lot of the steps if you could write some simple code. High school is a pretty good place to learn programming, and the sooner you start, the more powerful you will become. Where normally people are concerned about what college to go to, you will be thinking about what company or side gig to start. Not to mention that you will look very powerful to all the people who are about to give up savings and are ages away from such dreams as yours. Now, as with everything else, AI makes learning programming a lot easier because you can ask ad hoc questions. You may know that programming has variables, arrays, if-then statements, but you will discover that it has many different loops to go over lists of data. While loop, for in loop, for off loop. Before, this would be confusing, but now you can just ask, "What is the best loop to use with an array of fruits?" An array is just a list of variables. And the AI will tell you that it is the for off loop. And I just tried this, and it will actually tell you why as a bonus. So you don't have to worry about indexes. When I was learning GUI programming, I would type in something that confused me followed by the word tutorial. But now with AI, you get the royal treatment, as if you were in the best university in the world. So let us ask what indexes are.
And what are indexes? I'm just learning programming on my own to take care of my own future, as not to rely on anybody else.
To this, the AI said, "That's great attitude." It actually said that. Indexes in programming are essentially positions within an ordered collection of items, like an array. In JavaScript, arrays are zero indexed, which means the first element in an array is at index 0, the second element is at index 1, and so on. When using a more primitive loop, like the for loop, to iterate over an array, you often use indexes to access each element in the array one by one. However, as mentioned earlier, the new for of loop in JavaScript allows you to loop directly over elements themselves, which can make your code cleaner and easier to understand because you are not dealing with array indexes at all. See? Learning programming is just a summer project now. All your answers are just a keyboard away. And again, with AI, your code now becomes more powerful. You can ask about algorithms. And I just asked about the triple store, which was always on my to-do, and I never got time to get to it. And the AI absolutely helped me understand everything about it. The triple store stores three things at the same time. Instead of just name equals Alice, it stores person is named Alice. The middle thing is a human understandable relationship. So you store subject, apple, predicate, color, and object, yellow, and you build up these triples until you can ask, what is the type of banana? And it will say fruit. And you can ask, what is the type of cat? And it will say animal. And then you can join queries and ask for a list of yellow things, or just yellow animals, or fruits, or living things, or things that are not alive. Here you can get the AI to start filling in the triple store, and now you could have a game where the character on its own would say, the texture of the wall feels rough, but the texture of the cat is fluffy. Or, wait, bridge is needed to walk across river. But swimming across the river works too. Your winter project could be writing a triple store chatbot with the AI that we have today, doing all the work, and then cleaning up the dialogues to sound more poetic. There is more. Ask the AI about simple state machines, multi-user dungeons for simulating worlds and objects, or the Riti algorithm for rule processing. Being able to ask AI tiny little questions about complicated algorithms is both world-changing and life-changing. And the AI always has an answer, and it will show you the code too. So you are learning JavaScript, getting used to the syntax, and asking the AI about really fine-grained details of complex algorithms. This was very difficult a couple of years ago, but now it's just a fun afternoon. And of course, if you need more, you can just ask the AI about other algorithms that exhibit some measure of intelligence. You'll get the job offers for sure, but with this kind of power, you'll probably end up building your own AI startup. And that is quite an upgrade from contemplating uncertainties of career and college.